In today's Modern Ag Report, sustainability is a trend that's growing throughout California. The practice is partially fueled by drought conditions, but the term itself has taken on an entirely bigger meaning. President of the Sonoma County Wine Grape Commission, Carissa Cruz, wanted to get area growers into the movement with a bold idea.
So a year ago, we actually made a very bold commitment to be the first wine region in the U.S., of Sonoma County, that's 100% sustainable. So to us, that really means we took a triple bottom line approach, saying, you know, if you're going to be sustainable, you have to be doing the right thing for the land, the right thing for the people in the community you're in, and also have a business that exists a year later, 2 years later. And so this initiative, we're really working together with the Sonoma County Vintners. So we're partnered with the Vintners and tourism in our county to work together to preserve agriculture and to promote our wine region through this initiative.
Cruz said they really didn't know what to expect from a countywide goal. They figured they would just work hard for 1 year and see what the response was from the industry.
We made this bold commitment. You know, you never know what's exactly going to happen. It's farmers, and we ask them to really step up, look at what they're doing on their land, look at, you know, what they're doing in their practices, start documenting all of that, and more importantly, improve every year on those practices. And so we said, let's do a 5-year goal. And so what would be reasonable in the first year? And we're like, well, let's just take a stab. I don't know what's reasonable, but we said, let's try to get 25% of the way there. And we hired a sustainability manager. We did workshops around the county and education around the county. We worked with our community leaders on trying to get that message out. We did a baseline survey a couple months ago, said, where are we at? And, you know, it's always that trepidation when you're opening up the Excel spreadsheet to get the numbers. But I'm really proud that we've actually reached 43% in our first year. So we are well on our way. That's 43% of growers of vineyard acres have gone through the assessment. 33% have actually been certified. So that's, you know, farmers investing that extra dollars into actually having an auditor come out and assess what they've done.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.